So I'm here with Jim Warren, and Jim, what's your description? Would set the sound guy be just too over? Yeah. Just
I'm the front of house sound engineer.
And could you describe what it is to be a sound person for a band like Radiohead?
Well, it's certainly a very interesting job compared to a lot of bands. There's a lot of variation in what they'll play over the course of a set, so keeps you on your toes, and get to play some really lovely places because they're quite sort of choosy about where they'll play, and so fortunately most of the venues tend to be quite pleasing.
A lot of bands, they have a set list that they give to the front of house guy, and you set your board accordingly, knowing the songs. But this band, I take it, would be different. Could you describe how you go about dealing with a band like Radiohead that might be different? And for some people, don't even know what it means to be a front of house guy. Make it understandable to those.
Well, I'm using a digital console, which allows you to store and recall settings as and when you choose. So that's one of the things that helps me hugely. It also, although it's able to use outboard equipment, external equipment, it's actually capable of doing pretty much everything you'd ever want to do within the console. It uses some things called plugins, which are used with programs like Pro Tools in the studio. And this console can actually access those directly.
Meaning that for the first thing, the presets that you have on the digital console, so if they want to do a song, you might have a setting knowing that there's going to be this kind of guitar, that there's going to
I actually have a snapshot for every single song that they're likely to do. Some songs might actually have three or four snapshots. If there's a radical change within a song, Tom might move vocal position from the front to the piano, so I'll have a snapshot that turns the front mic off, the piano mic on, turns on the piano, and does all the other changes, the dynamic changes that will happen when that shift occurs. So at the moment, I have about 70 snapshots, I believe, in my console. The band have actually rehearsed up somewhere in the region of 60 songs.
My goodness.
Yeah, well, I mean, they play 24 songs in a night. On one set, and because we've been playing quite a lot of venues where we've done two nights at the same venue, although they will still usually play most of the stuff that they're playing off the new record, they'll swap out the other 15 songs and change most of them for others from previous records.
And that plug-in part that you talked about would be for maybe a vocal effect on a voice or on a guitar.
Yeah, all the different ways that you can manipulate audio, either adding other sounds to it or equalizing or dynamically controlling the sound. All of those things are available to you sort of within the console. So what it basically means, the first thing is the snapshot thing. It allows me to sort of get a radical change of sound from one song to the next, which is what this band's all about. But then it's the ease of use, the fact that it's all within one console and I can hit a store button and know that everything that I've done within my last 5 minutes of work has now been stored, and the next time I come back to that song, they might play it for might play it a couple of times through in a sound check and then not come back to it for 3 weeks. But at least I know when I go back to it in 3 weeks that I've got a starting point that was the best I could do 3 weeks ago. So it speeds up the process and really makes a lot of things possible that really wouldn't be possible otherwise. Most of the time with doing this kind of job, you're constantly compromising between what would be ideal and what is actually feasible and practical on a day-to-day basis. I mean, we quite often we'll have very little time, during the day, during setup, to do anything other than get the system running and sounding how we think it should sound, and then we're constantly adjusting that as the show goes on and the place fills up with people and the acoustics change.
So it's a lot less compromise maybe with what people give up doing a live show, because you have a lot more flexibility to get to different ideas.
Certainly one of the things that's made me stick with using digital boards, having grown up using analog boards like everybody else did, I was getting to the point where I was trying to do all these things and would sometimes still be halfway through a song and still tweaking and changing things that I knew were going to be needed later in the song, but it just took that long to get to it. And quite a lot of people were saying that it would never work and that you could never do a snapshot that would be relevant to the following day, but it actually is surprising how consistent the band play all the crazy stuff that they do play. And it means that I can do almost all of those changes with the press of one button in an instant, and then spend more time on the finer points of things. It's not like you don't have to mix. You're still having to actually program the stuff into the desk and recall it. And then once you've recalled it, you've recalled the start of the song. You still then go on from there and mix dynamically as it goes. But it just takes a lot of that frantic knob twiddling out of every song change.
What point in the process do you come on board? I mean, the band rehearses, they come to go through their tunes. Where do you jump into all this and get your presets going and all of that?
I mean, taking this one as an example, I went to the band's rehearsal room and spent a couple of days there with them just working out what instrumentation they were going to use, how we were going to mic it up, how we were going to make everything work, and starting to work on a channel list. I also had recordings from the last time we went out 2 years ago, which I used as a starting point just to start throwing things together and get a vague idea. And then I spent 3 or 4 days pre-programming stuff in a rehearsal room before the band came. And then we had, I think it was 3 days with the band doing those rehearsals, by which time we'd actually been through every song at least once. And there were quite a few that they only played once. Most of the old songs, they just trotted a version out just to sort of blow the cobwebs out. And then I record all of those on multi-track, and I can actually use those as, you know, I can go back over them and, you know, fine-tune things.
So that is that sort of your rehearsal, your way to rehearse when the band's not there? Is that what that's for?
Yeah, and it's actually very useful, because you find that a lot of the time, what I will need to practice is things like transitions in songs, where they change from a chorus to a verse, or they change from a quiet section to a loud section. And because I'm doing it off a multi-track, I can tell that to loop around a 20-second part and constantly practice that one change. It's bad enough getting the band to play the song once, but they would just, of course, play it once through, and that would be it. You'd get one chance at doing that transition. By having it multi-tracked, it means that I can go over and over that transition until I find out exactly what it is that makes that work, and store the necessary things or remember them.
And the nightmare of digital is it could not be all that memory. Have you had that happen where you lost the capability to recall, or knock on the Radiohead road cases
here?
Try and
find some wood. Fortunately not. The desk has been very stable. We've had very few problems with the desk very early on. I mean, I've been using this desk for about 3.5 years now, and very early on in the sort of soothing process, we did have a couple of glitches, but really nothing since then. And of course, everything is backed up. I mean, the actual memory of the console, you know, to remember everything that I've got programmed into it, is actually quite small. So I have two USB keys that are constantly being updated with the latest version of what's happening. So we're reasonably well protected against that kind of data loss.
Great. Thanks for doing this. I take it to Liars back there.
That is Liars kicking off, and you don't want to be doing interviews when they're playing.
Thanks for this.
Be well.
Be well.